This is program number LW2764. Ever heard of the bonsai tree? Hi, this is Larry West. Many years ago, the Japanese became fascinated with the bonsai tree. These little brave trees grew in rocky crevices of high mountains. They grew on the sides of cliffs, on small islands. Some grew in these places for a century or more, straining under the pressures of hard weather, and they reached the height of only a few feet. Over 100 years ago, the Japanese turned their attention to growing these bonsai trees in little trays. They began to grow these indoors in pots. They found they could grow these little trees even smaller by limiting their soil, and began to clip back their roots to find they could grow them smaller and smaller. This way the trees would grow to the size of a normal houseplant, yet they were actual trees. Maybe you've seen one of them. They're beautiful. They are astonishing to look at. These small trees are not large simply because they are limited. They are clipped. They are held back. You know, it seems that today we're living in a world of bonsai men, miniature men, made small because they have no morals, no meaning. They're without direction, without responsibility. They're limited. They're clipped. They're held back. They're dwarfed because they have no morals. You know, the Bible says men's sins find them out. A lot of people think that, you know, that as long as they can feel good and they can do whatever it takes, honestly believing that God isn't aware of it. Yet the Bible says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. It's just like planting a bonsai tree. Don't plant a bonsai tree and expect it to come out to be a California redwood. If you plant a dwarf tree, one will come up. You know, a lot of people think that they can ignore God and His demands, and He will ignore them, and He'll go away. They do it sexually. The result? Disease. They do it with alcohol. Result? Too many kill someone on the highway. They do it with drugs and ruin their lives. Flashbacks, or they give birth to a deformed baby. The list goes on and on. You get what you plant. You reap what you sow. You plant a bonsai tree, you clip it, and you'll have a dwarf tree. It's the same way with any one of us. You feed a man garbage, you tell him it's good, but he gets no vitamins, no strength from eating it. He'll be a dwarfed man. You feed his mind through sex magazines, you tell him he's nothing but the product of evolution, just an educated animal. You convince him that the integrity is based on what he can get for himself. You feed him garbage, and he'll be dwarfed. You know, if you don't study regularly the Bible, you'll be dwarfed. That's because the one who reads the Bible trusts more and more in God and will eventually come to obey God. The Bible says faith comes from hearing and hearing the Word of God. The Bible also says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. Now, this Bible study course that I want to send to you is not denominational doctrine. A lot of people don't know the Bible, but would like to know it. Maybe that's you. This Bible study course just simply helps you to understand the Bible and the Bible only. And it's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, that's two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.